The situation is so ridiculous that it's almost funny. Funny, that is, unless you happen to live next to one of the many dumps in Michigan or Ontario. A whole lot of hazardous waste is being shipped to Canada for disposal, while Canada's largest city is annually shipping 1 million tons of its garbage to Michigan. On the surface, it looks like trash is somehow greener on the other side of the border, but the problem is one of unbalanced regulation. Following the Love Canal disaster of the late 1970s, the U.S. imposed much stricter controls on the handling and disposal of hazardous materials. Canada, on the other hand, has virtually no regulation. The result is that it's a lot easier to send hazardous waste to Ontario, and the falling Canadian dollar has also made it a lot cheaper. The tables are turned, however, when it comes to household garbage. While there has been little attention focused on hazardous waste here, the Canadian public is extremely vocal when it comes to building landfills for household garbage. So after a dozen years of bickering, more than 2.5 million people in Toronto have no place to put their garbage. The end result is that the volume of Canadian garbage that's already being shipped to Michigan may soon double. Oddly, everyone seems to be ignoring the obvious. Instead of flinging our trash at each other like some cross-border volleyball game, why not stop making the stuff in the first place? It's bound to be cheaper than trucking it around, and it's got to be a lot easier on the environment. But this isn't about the environment. It's about money, and on both sides of the border, garbage is a growth industry. So while communities bicker over who takes what kind of garbage and why, a lot of companies are getting very rich. And for what? In the final analysis, nobody wins but the stockholders. Everybody gets somebody else's garbage. So why doesn't everybody just keep their own garbage? They could take the money that they would have given to waste haulers and instead invest in things like waste reduction and recycling programs. Now there's a concept. Unfortunately, the idea will never fly because we live in a world where our successes and failures are measured by revenues and profits. Eliminating a problem like garbage removes it from the balance sheet, and that's something that you can't take.